Our guest in the cafe this morning is Mary Sue Cole with the Hunt County AgriLife Extension Outfit. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to talk with Mary Sue about, first of all, a thing called the Friend-to-Friend Program, which is scheduled for September 13th. Now, my understanding of this is it has to do with encouraging women to get breast cancer exams.
Yes, it does. You know, you may not realize this, but mammograms in particular are very scary for women. There are a lot of barriers to women having those screenings done. I mean, they may be in denial. It can't happen to me. They may be afraid of the whole process. They may think they're too old. So there are any number of barriers for people getting screenings for breast and for cervical cancer. And this friend-to-friend program that we have, it's in cooperation with the cancer prevention program in Texas, is kind of a party event that we put on, which we try to create a party atmosphere. We decorate, we do door prizes, we give away goodie bags, we have a complimentary brunch, we have an inspirational speaker all within about an hour and a half. And so this is our approach to attracting women to come hear how important screening is for breast and cervical cancer, because indeed it saves lives. Mm-hmm. And we try to entice them there and make it a comfortable atmosphere. And then we have some trained facilitators at each table to kind of walk through what the barriers might be for them to go ahead and get screenings. And then we have a follow-up program with a patient navigator that if someone does have a screening and they indeed find a problem, then we can refer them to agencies that will take the uninsured and the underinsured through the screening process.
Now, when you say it's scary, is there pain involved? I would not think so. But
have you ever had a mammogram?
No, I certainly have not. I'm proud to say.
It's not as painful as it used to be, okay? And it's really more uncomfortable than painful, I would say.
Yeah.
But because of the diagnostic advances, it's not the way it used to be. So if women have had mammograms in the past and have been turned off by the whole process, we now have resources in our county that is a much kinder approach to being screened.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Mary Sue Cole, and Mary Sue is with the Hunt County AgriLife Extension Organization, and we're talking about an event. This is the Friend to Friend event. It's Saturday, September 13th,
right? It is Saturday, September the 13th. This is our second event, actually. We held one in July in Greenville, and this year we've added one in the Lone Oak area. And of course, that's not limited just to women that live in Lone Oak. Anyone that would like to come can come. It will be at the Lone Oak Baptist Church in their Family Fellowship Building, which is right behind the church there in downtown Lone Oak. And all we ask is for pre-registration so that we can make sure we have enough materials, goodie bags, food for mm-hmm. the brunch. We'll have registration at 9:30. We start the brunch at 10 o'clock. We'll be done before noon.
What was the attendance like? What was the outcome of the previous one that you had back in July? Did that go well for you?
We had about 40 women there. Of course, we want the concept bringing a friend. Ah. This is a friend-to-friend event. And so that's the best way to get the word out, to tell somebody about it, and then ask a friend to come with you.
Good. Let's talk. We just have a minute or two left, but there's also another event that you told me about called the Kidney Smart Program.
Yes.
Which is then Thursday, September 11th.
Yes, that will be in the morning at 10 o'clock in our county extension office meeting room on September the 11th. And this is a program that's designed specifically for people who have been diagnosed with chronic kidney disease. There are different stages. Some people may have just found out. Some people may have been battling this for several years. But it often affects people that have been suffering from uncontrolled diabetes for several years, maybe hypertension, might be an injury. Any number of things could have caused it. We have some locally trained Kidney Smart educators who will, one's a social worker and one's a registered dietitian that works with the dialysis program in Greenville, and they will give some basic information about what chronic kidney disease is, and then talk about the options for treatment, because there are options, and dietary management is always something that people are always concerned about. So some people that have been at these programs, I'm always interested to hear and what the feedback is. And people say, I'm so encouraged after hearing this information.
And that's at your office on Washington Street, downtown Greenville.
Yes, 2217 Washington, across from Market Square. We'll start at 10 o'clock. We'll be done by 11:30.
Good. Mary Sue, a couple of good programs coming up there.
Absolutely. It's September, you know. Here we go again.
Get right back into the grind, huh? All right.
Right.
Mary Sue Cole with Hunt County AgriLife Extension. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us
this
morning.
Good to see you.
Good. And you're starting with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.